Miriam McCumwell is kindly with us. You know what's going on at TVNZ and News Hub. Very disappointing. And as a strong believer in protecting the jobs of kaimahi, I was dismayed to see the numbers that are being axed from those two organisations. And it marries up with what's happening right across the board, where so many government departments are being asked to save 7%. And that means, you know, people marched down the road. It's disappointing, but that's the reality confronting many kaimahi from those proud organisations. Miriame, as you know, has been our most prominent Māori for a long time on TVNZ, and she's with us to have a call it all about life. Hey, sis, tēnā koe.
Oh, tēnā koe, Dale.
Okay. Did you know this was coming, or the numbers that would be affected would be so great? What's your initial kōrero to share with our peeps, many like me, feeling for those who have lost their jobs?
Ai, he tino wā pauri. It's, did I know? Not really. we got called into a meeting and about 3 weeks ago now, I suppose, and you know, we knew that there were going to be some cuts, of course, but we didn't know that Sunday would be gone altogether. So it did come as a shock.
You're such a talent. I mean, you'll find work, but many people perhaps working in the back office or doing other mahi associated with putting that program to air each week, I really feel for their fate. Okay, so let's talk about what's going on here, because there's a loss of investigative and journalistic programming. That means a loss of work for journos, and at a time when perhaps the New Zealand public are, indications that some aren't trusting our New Zealand media. This is important. What about the loss of journalists and their journalistic integrity that's behind all the work that they do? How is this going to affect us as a nation?
Yeah, it's a really tricky time. I mean, it is true that there has been a loss of trust in media, and it's something that really needs to be addressed and urgently. I for example, I've seen that Guy on Espen is putting out a new show, and he's doing Uncut, and part of that reasoning for that is to avoid criticism about content being manipulated in any way, and I think that's a cool, innovative way of looking at content production. But, you know, reducing the numbers of journalists doesn't result in any change to a level of trust. In fact, probably, ultimately, it's going to result in even less trust in media, because there are fewer people out looking for truth and shining a light in those dark areas. So I have a lot of concern about this and what it's going to mean for our country. And it's happening across the world. So where is it that we're heading? I think what would be useful, and I'm not sure how this would even look, but we need a national discussion about what we want, what we expect, and what we deserve to get.
Social media has been rising. We've got now AI too. So the potential for us to be receiving false information or deliberately manipulating the information that gets to us via the net, it's almost like cowboy turf now, don't you think? At least journalists have some sort of professional integrity and the like, whereas what we're exposed to with cowboy reporters and citizen journalism doesn't have a body overarching that ensures professional standards, ne?
Oh, absolutely. There's such a crucial place for expert curation and analysis of news and current affairs. It's an absolute pole of our democracy. And so when that crumbles away, what fills that vacuum? And as you say, I mean, I think we're going to end up with a lot more echo chambers. And I'm really concerned, very deeply concerned about that. I'm also very concerned that I haven't seen strong leadership from our government, and this is not just this government. There's been successive governments that have not articulated a clear vision for what they believe a thriving and robust fourth estate should look like. And this is the result of not just allowing, conspiracy theories to abound around journalism, but also, there have been parts of government which have encouraged it. And that's been really very concerning to see. It hasn't been helpful. And I think when you're in government, you've got a mandate to hold democracy for a country. And part of that is understanding what makes that democracy. And the Fourth Estate is, as I say, a very crucial part of that. So I'd like to see some leadership. I'd like to see some vision. I'd like to see this government articulate a vision for the Fourth Estate.
Let's talk about Māori storytelling for a moment, please, Miriam, because I know that you take this seriously. When I see you present Māori-focused pieces on Sunday, I recognise the amount of work that has gone in there, and ultimately we're trying to get kaupapa Māori on stage in our country to dispel a lot of the ignorance that exists, and we can see that surfacing all the time, particularly by anonymous keyboard warriors. But it's a long-term strategy to present Māori issues in a way that brings us together. A loss of a show like Sunday and other vehicles that have been curtailed or set aside now means that job is that much harder and that mountain that much steeper.
Yeah, again, it comes back to that, wanting to have robust curation of news and current affairs, and with fewer platforms that have had a legacy of being able to do that, then, we go deeper into those dark places. And I think one of the big things that that's driving a lot of narratives at the moment in society is fear. And what journalism does at its best is helps to contextualise fear and allow people to see the reality of a situation, what's good, what's not good. If we're driven by fear of what is or has been, then we're not gonna get anywhere good. If we can't contextualise the past, we can't approach the future with any sort of sense of security. And so I'm very worried about our national narratives going forward.
Yeah, it's not as though we've got young people lining up left, right and centre to become journalists, and the layoff of staff here would dissuade those probably who had some intentions to, be part of the journalism profession.
Yes, I wouldn't dissuade anyone from becoming a journalist. I mean, I've had a wonderful career. And I think more than ever we need journalists. And we need journalists who can find ways to tell stories in an innovative and creative way, given that these platforms are falling away. More than ever, we need trained journalists. So the world's going to look different going forward. There's not going to be a Sunday in the way that we've known it. But I wouldn't want that to, dissuade young ones from pursuing a career in journalism, because what I hope they will do is create different and new platforms that we haven't conceived of yet that will help to fill that gap.
Well, not just lying down, it was quite strange to see these, because when you're on TV, you become part of a household, don't you? And I was looking at those standing with placards outside the TVNZ building fighting for their jobs, as many others are not associated with the broadcasting sector. But what is going to happen here? Are you just accepting a fait accompli, or is there some regard action that you're involved in, Miriam?
Yeah, we're still in a process. It's not, it's unlikely to save or change anything. But you have to fight, right? You have to do what you can. And I will just say, those people weren't fighting for their jobs. They were fighting for journalism. And one of the things I said on that day of that rally was, no one owes any of us a job, but every New Zealander is owed trusted news and current affairs. And that's what we were all out there fighting for and what we continue to fight for. One of the things that is so humbling and beautiful about this battle is that no one that I know has said, I'm losing my job, this is so terrible. even though it is terrible, and even though we know that a lot of people are going to really struggle, and that this represents insecurity at its worst for individuals and their whānau. What people have been saying instead, though, is this is terrible for our country. And I just admire and am so grateful for my fellow colleagues. And it's part of what I love about journalism is that there is such a sense of purpose in it. And it's not about what about me. It's about what about us.
Tēnā koe, Miriamo. Thanks very much. And look, if things are real tough, you can always just remain a backup singer for Moana Maniapoto.
Oh, Moana, she's amazing. She's wonderful.
Good catching up with you again, sis. Keep up the fight. Thanks very much for sharing some time
with us. Kia ora, Dale. Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi.
Kia ora.